Americans spend a whole lot of money at nail salons, more than $8.5 billion a year, in fact. But there's been little regulation of the chemicals used in salons, even though many have been linked to serious health problems. Now, there's a program in California that's trying to change that by getting nail salon owners to improve their safety voluntarily. Jenny Gold has the story.
The first thing you notice when you walk into My Dang's nail salon on a busy street in Berkeley is what's missing: the stinging smell of nail products. That wasn't always the case. For a decade, Dang suffered from the effects of the chemical she worked with.
If you do the nail, you have the somebody that...
When you do nails, workers get itchy skin and watery eyes.
Like more than 80% of California's nail salon workers, Dang is Vietnamese. She says she used to have frequent headaches. One of her workers developed asthma. So when she heard about a way to improve safety at her salon, she signed up.
I work every day. I need the air to be pure, to be better for me. I have to take care of my health this way.
The California Healthy Nail Salon Collaborative was started by a community clinic in Oakland called Asian Health Services. Julia Liao is the group's co-founder.
Practically every worker was experiencing some kind of health issue, and we realized that this was an epidemic.
Some of the chemicals used in nail salons are known to cause skin disorders and breathing problems among workers, and possibly even cancer, miscarriages, and birth defects. But the government doesn't require salons to minimize the risks. Liao is trying to get salon owners to make changes on their own.
We don't want to create a fear where it's like, oh, nail salons are so scary that, you know, people can't go to them. But we want to create a space where both the owner and the customer can feel comfortable.
My Dang had to make a lot of changes to be certified as a healthy salon, including buying less toxic nail polishes, thinners, and removers. She requires her staff to wear gloves and masks when using certain products. And she bought a mechanical ventilation unit.
It sucks in the air when I do artificial nails, so the workers don't have to breathe in the toxic chemicals anymore.
In 2013, she got a healthy nail certificate that she hangs in her window. But all these changes haven't come cheap. Dang says the safer product she uses cost about 30% more. Overall, she spent about $3,000 on the upgrades. To pay for it, she raised her prices by $2. I asked Dang's customer, Janelle Johnson, whether she was willing to pay more as she sat getting her new set of nails filed.
Yes, I would. You get what you pay for. That's what they always say, and it's true.
A survey of customers by the collaborative found that 90% were willing to pay at least a dollar more for services they knew were healthier. Johnson says she's a regular at Fashion Nails, but had no idea it was a healthy salon.
Now I'm going to spread the word. This will be a perfect place, knowing that they're so health conscious.
That's exactly what salons like Fashion Nails are hoping, that customers will vote with their feet. But there's a long way to go. There are more than 8,000 nail salons in California, and so far, only 120 have joined the program. Still, they're making progress. The EPA recently gave the Healthy Nail Salon Collaborative a grant to help offer microloans to salons that want to upgrade their safety. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.